All this month, we are spotlighting music chosen last year by the Library of Congress for its National Recording Registry. Today, the story of Tipitina. It was by the New Orleans piano player Henry Rowland Byrd, better known as Professor Longhair. A former street hustler turned self-taught musician, he only started recording music when he was in his 30s. Atlantic Records released Tipitina in 1953. At first, it was a hit only in New Orleans, but it's gone on to inspire generations of musicians, including three who are going to tell us its story.
I'm Alan Toussaint of New Orleans, and I'm a songwriter, pianist, arranger, producer, and a disciple of Professor Longhair.
My name is Irma Thomas. I am a professional singer, been in the business for 51 years, and I'm also a Grammy winner. Thank you, Lord.
My name is Hugh Laurie. I am an actor, but also something of a musician, and I recently recorded a version of Tipitina. It's a song that I've always loved.
Tipitina, tra-la-la-la, oh-la-la-la.
I mean, I must have been exposed to all kinds of New Orleans music from a much younger age, but I suppose the first one I was really conscious of was Professor Longhair.
Roy Byrd, yes, Fess. His influence is all over the culture of New Orleans because it was so off the beaten path from everything else. And then when Tipitina came along and I heard that intro, those first rolls on those first four notes, I approached that right away, of course, to learn it, and it felt like a rite of passage to me.
There was something about that record that started to bring Professor Longhair back into the public consciousness, because he'd been sort of exiled in a way, and he was working as a doorman, and he was sweeping up in nightclubs and couldn't get a gig. And in the later part of his life, he was anointed to his rightful position as king of the New Orleans piano players.
Hello.
In 1953, that record was everywhere. I mean, as a kid, you heard it at least seven or eight times a day. And, of course, it was very popular at the parade that year for Mardi Gras. If you know your history of New Orleans is a city of gumbo when it comes to ethnicity. And Professor Longhead, he was a local personality and played a lot of his music with that underlying Caribbean tempo.
It definitely always had a very dominant rhythm, and his technique was superb, impeccable for what he was doing.
He was different. His music was just different. It was the kind of music that you could not sit still and listen to. And it was a one-of-a-kind type of adventure when you listened to him. You know, when the record started playing, you knew it was a Professor Longhair record.
And he had that, of course, that interesting vernacular that you were so drawn to. It was magnetic.
What is a oola mala walla dolla dolla?
The sort of ti-na-na thing is an old New Orleans sort of musical chant, but I don't really know what Tipitina means.
I've heard that it was some island that someone knew about.
I don't know if it's a place or a drink.
I've heard that it was just something that someone just felt like saying.
Or a skin complaint. I've no idea. And I actually didn't want to know. I thought it's better not knowing. It adds to its mystique, and it's part of make me laugh and cry in all in one go.
For us in New Orleans and many other places, many people who don't even know Fess, I can hear in their playing that they have heard someone who heard someone who heard someone who knew Fess. And of course, I bow to that.
We're gonna dip a trolla mala walla, drink that mellow, mellow wine.
Alan Toussaint, Hugh Laurie, and Irma Thomas talking about Professor Longhair's song, Tipitina. Our story was produced by Eric Byth. And at Studio360.org, you can hear all the stories in our series from inside the National Recording Registry. We've got Loretta Lynn talking about Coal Miner's Daughter, Billy Crystal on The 2,000-Year-Old Man, and a lot more.